Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 9th, 2026. You know, there are those who live by the letter of the law and those who live by the spirit of the letter of the law. And the ones that do the letter of the law thing makes it very difficult for them to understand the way, the truth, and the light. So they struggle with words and such. I have a an email here from Linda. She does not tell me where she lives. And she says, how do I know that the biblical God is not the true God or is true at all? How do we know what God is? And what is his plan for the world? Well, the thought that, you know, he has a plan. If he has a plan, he's pretty screwed up and he doesn't know what he's doing. That would really be interesting. Dear, I rejected the Bible years ago. I don't look at it as a sacred text. It is a conglomeration of opinion, speculation, culture, assumption. It's a mess. It's a nightmare. And it works perfectly for religion because most people don't want to spend the time really understanding the nature of God as love. We just don't want to spend the time. We think we know. We're very arrogant and egotistical. We think we know all about, I know God. You know, no, you don't. You only know a God that is fleshly, a God that is in the image and the likeness of yourself. And God, to you, has flesh. He has a purpose. He has a plan. The hell is the plan? He killed, supposedly, his only begotten son. What does that tell you about him? Really? Who would do that? God? Well, for the most part, that's the way people think. And I have a hard time with it because I don't buy it. I never did. Even as a little boy, I never bought it. So when Jesus said, God is love, is he saying God's the dude that's going to kill me and put me on a cross and make me suffer for hours? Huh? Even Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? The reason being, he felt forsaken. His humanity kind of squealed out of there. This is normal. I do not put him down for that. I admire him. There are many doubts to this idea of God. I'm more of a Carl Sagan kind of guy, if I were to be honest with you. God simply is. The universe is simply is. It's been here. It simply is. And you can't wrap your head around that because the human part of our psychology is everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's not true. That's not true at all. The whole effort is to go beyond my mind. If I'm not meditative, if I'm not beyond the idea of circumstance and condition, if I take life literally, I'm going to think that God is a man, a dude, somewhere in the ethers, pointing his finger at me and thee, and then either giving us the consent to do this, do that, have this, not have that, or be happy or whatever. It's all baloney. It is. And when you start thinking about God and the the fate of humankind, that is when you have to look at it and go, what is going on here? What would any loving God do to kill his only begotten son, to wipe out humanity? He didn't even make good humanity. He had to wipe it all out and start all over again. Remember the story of Noah? That garbage? It all started way back in the story of Adam and Eve. And it is a story. It is not to be taken literally. Where Eve tempted Adam to eat the apple that God told him not to eat. Why would God give you an apple that would tempt you? Why? It's all baloney. It isn't true. And anybody who falls for it's an idiot, a true idiot, because you're lazy. You want things, as one of my former students would say, easy peasy. You want things to be simple and easy so you don't have to work upon yourself. People don't want to work upon themselves. It's too much. If you realize what a screw up you really are, it hurts. It hurts. So how many people sit and observe and watch and see the bigger picture of their life and observe it and don't fall for the beliefs, the attitudes, the jargon, the idea of putting skin on God and giving him a gender? Really, that is the most foolish thing I could ever imagine. God is love. The whole idea is to forget about the man that you think is God and find the godliness in you, which is love, which is mercy, which is forgiveness. That's how you deal with it. You don't deal with a man with an agenda. You find the godliness in you. That godliness is love. That godliness is mercy. That godliness takes you to another dimension. And everyone needs this godliness in their life one way or another. This is why I love the Tao so much. It does not use the word God. It teaches a manner of the way. It teaches the order of life. And it shows us how this order of life actually works. But we are not interested in that. We are interested in being entertained, having lots of money, having lots of things to do, being on the right side of society and culture. We believe in our political aspirations. We believe in all the things that have nothing to do with God itself as a virtue. God is the virtue in the deepest heart of you, not your human heart, your real heart. And once you find that in meditation, you will only find it through silence. It is only in the silence that we find the significance of our life, that we find the presence of something greater than our human aspirations and beliefs. Only in silence. Silence is the answer to everything. But I have to have quietude. I have to live in a certain measure of quietude. And if I don't do this, I create for myself nothing but pain and sorrow. Questions. It's easier just to say, okay, I'll go to the expert, I'll go to the priest, I'll go to the minister, I'll go to religion, and I'll believe whatever is there, and I've done my due diligence, and that's as far as I go. You just want to cover your bases, and that's what people do with Bible. They try to cover their bases. It's not the word of God. If it is, he's a heretic and a crazy man, and I'd have nothing to do with him, and I'd be fine dying, not believing in him and not thinking that he was anything more than an aspiration of somebody's ego. I just wouldn't go with it. But then again, I'm an oddball. So you have to be an oddball. If you really want to know, if your question really is sincere, if it is, and I don't know really if it is or not, you have to go into silence. You'd have to go deep into it and find not the words, but the mystique of the mystery, the mystique of love, the mystique of kindness, moving beyond the ideas and ideals of humankind into the state of love that really is your true nature. I hope that helps you. Probably not, but whatever. May that serve you well, and may you remember this, and maybe I will be the only person you know or listen to that told you the truth about it all. I'll be back on the air next week. Hope you'll join me, and please forgive me as always. Namaste.